To Muser's tradition, Ribby Paltz's mock draft coming up in 20 minutes. But right now on this rainy Thursday morning, the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by A Number One Air and Tylock George Laser Eye Care.
Well, we start off with a death in the world of memes. The Spanish laughing guy has passed away. And that is the comedian Juan Joya Borja. I don't know if I'm saying that right. I don't know Spanish pronunciations very well. But he became better known as Spanish laughing guy. His nickname in Spain was El Ristas, which is the giggles, because he had this really distinctive giggle. And he appeared on this talk show, and he would tell funny stories. And I think he uploaded it to YouTube many, many years ago. But then in 2014, somebody took the clip of him on this talk show telling a funny story, and they put the fake subtitles up under it. So this is kind of like the Hitler downfall meme, where you don't know the original language, so you can put whatever subtitles up under it and tell the story. And this story from Spanish Laughing Guy was always about... He always worked for, like, some company that had just released something that everybody was ticked off about. Like, I remember the first one I saw was the when Apple came out with their new MacBook and they took out all the ports and all this. And he's the employee that's laughing about how they screwed over the customers. And so it was kind of that form every single time when some new game was developed or released and everybody hated it. He would come out and talk about how much they charge, you know, start laughing about it. We charged $100 for it, you know, all that. So take a listen. You hear something.
La chancla. Todo peinado porque no me dio tiempo nada ponerme la chancla y el bañador. Voy a la playa, había subido la marea. No.
Talking about how they save money removing USB-A ports.
Entre mis dientes las piedras de chipiona, de faro. Y cuando entro en el restaurante, me ve el cocinero con una paellera y a ver solamente paellera.
Now everybody's got to buy dongles. And the best part, we charge them $39 a piece for them.
Couldn't handle it.
I mean, it goes on like this.
Boy, when
it goes
you see
on
him.
Like this for like, you know, two and a half more minutes. But
well, when you see him, too, he's got a mustache,
he's
missing
so funny.
Teeth, and he's got to bring out a handkerchief and wipe away the tears. He's laughing so hard.
Every time I watch one of them, and I've seen this meme 10 different forms at least, and I'll sit through it the whole time, and I am always, my stomach hurts afterwards, and I'm in a good mood, and I'm laughing.
That's good. You need to do that at least once a day.
I know it drives our Spanish-speaking P1s nuts because they can understand the story.
Right.
When you can't understand the story,
to us, he's talking about a laptop.
It's so enjoyable to... Watch him talking about the latest scam they pulled on the customers. It's great. But anyway, he passed away at the age of 65.
Say how?
And it's said he had a long illness, and I read somewhere else that he had had his leg amputated due to circulation problems, I think, last year, and maybe didn't recover. He doesn't sound all that healthy.
No.
Even in this old clip of him.
Something made him lose most of his teeth.
Yeah. Well, you sure? Or is that just the way his upper lip is?
No. I think he's missing some chiclets.
And he's really telling some story about when he was like a bus boy and he would throw dishes into the ocean rather than clean them.
Rest in peace.
Today's sad story.
And speaking of meme people, I went through yesterday on YouTube after several P1s recommended it to me and watched I think it's a BuzzFeed series of I Accidentally Became a Meme. It's a series in which they go and they interview the people that are in some of the most famous memes of all time. Like we talked about Bad Luck Brian or the Ermengarde Goosebumps girl and none of those memes, you know, where, and they go and talk to about how they, it changed their lives and what it did for them. You know, some people have okay stories and then other people have, you know, I really didn't like it. All of them seem to have the same feeling after they became internet famous all of a sudden, which was that they felt very unsettled, and they felt like not taken advantage of, but just something felt non-consensual about it to them.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like a violation.
Yes.
Even if it wasn't something that was necessarily bad about them, or, you know, they were even trying to be funny when they even took a picture, so it's not like they should be pissed about it, but it just gave them an unsettled feeling.
I had that exact same feeling when I started my Twitter account and I kind of became internet famous.
What? Hmm? You started off and I think you only had like 100 viewers for like the first 5 years. 100 viewers, 100 followers. What is he saying there? I don't know. But yeah, the people were saying, you know, that they still get invited to like meme conventions. So they've met a lot of the other famous meme people because some company will hire all those meme people to show up at their event so people can actually meet the people that have long form running, you know, for that Scumbag Steve. That's another popular one. Are those guys. But one of our meme people has passed, and that is Spanish Laughing Guy. That's what he's been called. And then
no vea, a Sevilla y me y al último que cuando ya salió la bien de regla, estamos llorando los dos. Me cobró el tío la y ya no fui más. Me fui andando a coger los amarillos hasta hoy.
God, why is it so addictive to hear someone giggle? Okay. All right. And then finally, we have an adoption to talk about. It's so funny to see. I stopped here! Okay. Please, Jer.
I'm not playing it.
Oh, it's me playing it. Oh, okay.
You were playing it?
Yeah, I accidentally hit it on my computer.
Golly.
Oh, gosh.
I thought you were doing a bit.
That's going to make him start laughing again.
Oh, my stomach hurts again. All right, and then finally an adoption to talk about here. It's weird to see this, on the NPR Twitter account. The NPR Twitter account tweeted this out. Good news. Prancer, the 13-pound gremlin chihuahua who hates men and children and was described as a vessel for a traumatized Victorian child, has been adopted by a 36-year-old lesbian in Connecticut.
Wow, there's a lot to process there.
So much headline.
A vessel for a Victorian child.
Traumatized Victorian
traumatized,
child.
So
yeah.
Reincarnated as this giant chihuahua?
Yeah. And the story, it went viral, this adoption ad that was posted for this chihuahua, because the woman who wrote it, this 25-year-old volunteer with a New Jersey animal rescue place, said that she couldn't come up with any way to make this chihuahua palatable for their ad because she had fostered it for 6 months. And she called it... She said, I am convinced at this point that he is not a real dog, but more like a vessel for a traumatized Victorian child that now haunts our home. She said that she had been living in the grips of the demonic Chihuahua hellscape he has created in my home for 6 months, and she said that there's not a very big market for a neurotic, man-hating, animal-hating, child-hating dog that looks like a gremlin. So it was a very funny post and ad that she put out for this dog, and then it was finally adopted by a lesbian because the ad explained how it absolutely hated men. This Chihuahua could not stand men and could only tolerate women. And the woman who responded to the ad said, I'm a single woman.
I'm a single lesbian. I live with another woman. I don't have any men in my life. I work out of women's rehab. I don't have any other animals. It feels like a perfect match.
And indeed it was. So
the dog's happy.
The dog is happy. Prancer. Prancer, the 13-year-old obese Chihuahua. The volunteer said that when this old woman brought that Chihuahua in to surrender it, that it was obese, wearing a sweater, and had a bacon, egg, and cheese McMuffin in its crate. That she had fed it.
A lot to process there.
I bet that would make Spanish laughing guy laugh.
Oh, yeah, you think so?
We got a happy ending there with that last story.
Yes, indeed.
All right, Gordo, thank you. Yeah. That's the ODEC 631 on the ticket. Coming up next, it's a Muser's tradition, Rebby Paltz and his NFL mock draft.
This is the ticket.